deserve to take up space. A Daredevil fic written by Richie Nine and read by
Hector Clemen as narrator.
Charlie reading the lines for Foggy.
Karen Page, Raven.
42 Do Not Panic as Matt Murdock.
Not long after Karen started working for Nelson and Murdock, which coincidentally was long after Nelson and Murdock started, she came to Foggy's office one day and closed the door behind her. Matt was across the way, listening to something from his computer.
So, is there anything I need to know about Matt to make sure I don't do anything wrong?
Foggy frowned.
What do you mean? I already gave you a crash course in blindness. You should be good.
Oh, not for that. The other thing.
Rolling her eyes at Foggy's blank stare, she continued.
You know, the autism. He's autistic, right?
What? No, he's not. Why would you say that?
Karen flushed.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I thought he was. I was sure even. Please don't tell him I thought that, though.
But why did you think Matt's autistic?
Well, there isn't just one thing, but it's sort of how all of the little things add up. The way he talks, his interests in law and justice, the thing he does with his fingers when he's nervous or anxious, how he's very particular about his clothes, and the textures he interacts with, the food he eats, the scents that are allowed in the office. Plus, he's not exactly sociable. I'm sure you've noticed that.
Yeah, but those are all just Matt things.
Foggy protested. He didn't disagree with any of the things she mentioned, but he didn't think they were symptoms. They were just how Matt was.
Which could be because he's autistic.
Karen said gently.
Not that I'm saying he is, but I've known some autistic people.
She got a faraway look in her eyes before snapping back.
And he reminds me a lot of them.
But those are all just Matt things.
Foggy said again, desperately trying to conjure up any information on autism other than what came from Rain Man.
They can be both mad things and autism things. He might be who he is because he's autistic. Anyway, if you don't know whether he is or not, let's not mention I said anything. But if you can think of anything that I can do to make him more comfortable around me or to make things easier at the office, let me know, okay?
Foggy could only nod, and Karen smiled at him and went to her desk. After making sure she and Matt were both busy, he googled autism and started reading. At the end of the day, he had no more work done. He did have a Word document with a chart containing characteristics of autism and their corresponding features in his best friend. The chart was full. Foggy was starting to suspect he might have missed something. He couldn't sleep that night, tossing and turning in his bed, wondering how he could have missed something that was so obvious when it was pointed out to him. But maybe that was just it. He met Matt when he was younger, still mostly uncomfortable with who he was. Karen met Matt after he'd grown into himself, become more confident. Less of his characteristics could be mistaken for shyness or anxiety. Not that he didn't have those, because he definitely did. But when he was being a lawyer, Matt was self-assured and outspoken. Foggy wondered who Karen knew, who she was close enough to that she'd recognize the same in Matt. The next few days, Foggy watched Matt closer, noting all his stims. There was the finger thing that Karen had mentioned, of course, and quite a few involving his cane. And although he didn't notice it in those few days, he remembered during college and when they were drunk, Matt would do a skip jump thing when he was overjoyed. After that, he made a list of Matt's sensory needs, ranging from textures he wouldn't touch, the scents he seemed to recognize from a block away and avoid like the plague. In retrospect, it explained his silk sheets.
Cotton feels like sandpaper on my skin,
he'd said, and Foggy had laughed it off. Later, he connected the difficulty in recognizing other people's emotions as not solely due to being unable to see their facial expressions, but also partly due to difficulty understanding them. It explained why he had difficulty understanding sarcasm, but was adept at wielding it. It explained why he hated public transportation and preferred to walk. It explained strange bruises and cuts that Matt didn't seem to have any explanation for, because a lot of people with autism were less sensitive to pain. He might not have even realized he had them until Foggy pointed it out. It explained his routines for doing things, why he became upset when plans fell through or when people lied, and his needs for rules and laws to be followed. It explained literally everything about Matt Murdock that Foggy had ever wondered about. Foggy wondered if Matt had difficulty recognizing faces before he lost his vision. Foggy doesn't know what to do with the knowledge, isn't sure he wants to do anything with it for months. After all, if Matt wasn't autistic, or maybe just didn't know it, Foggy didn't really want to be the one to bring it up, especially if Matt didn't think anything was wrong. Matt seemed to grow more distant, and Foggy wondered if Karen had anything to do with it, since it seemed to start around the time she showed up. That was also around the time when they started a business together, the same time the masked vigilante started showing up, and the same time he started to suspect something after Karen brought it to his attention. Was it the vigilante? Matt didn't seem to disapprove of the Devil of Hell's Kitchen, but he also didn't seem to have an opinion one way or the other, which Foggy found strange, because Matt had strong opinions about superheroes and their activities. Matt had strong opinions about everything. Or maybe it was just because they were both busy, trying to keep their little law firm clinging on amidst all the chaos surrounding them. Explosions and cover-ups and men who claimed to want the best for the city only to tear it down. Clients they were hired to defend and went missing after the court cases. Strange men with a lot of money waltzing into their office like they owned the place. And adorable clients who made them dinner and thought it was a date to sit in their half-torn-apart building before the explosions hit. So yeah, they were busy. At least Foggy was, and assumed Matt was too. Although doing what, he didn't know. He assumed it was a woman, from the few clues he got, one of them being the other phone Matt had. Matt was always a hit with the ladies, adorable as he was, but it never seemed to stick. Looking back, Foggy wondered if it was related to the autism, or if Matt just didn't want a relationship. Then Foggy found Matt unconscious in his apartment, wearing the vigilante's clothing. The woman he thought Matt was dating turned out to be his nurse, and was tight-lipped as she sutured Matt's many, many wounds. Try as he might, Foggy didn't get any information out of her. When Matt woke up, he tried and failed to explain to Foggy what he'd been doing. And then Foggy realized his suspicions the last few months has been wrong, that he had wasted time and energy on researching something that Matt was not, on making accommodations and excuses for something that was completely false. He was furious.
You know, for months I thought you were autistic. Imagine my surprise when I found that you were just a lying asshole.
Foggy spat. Matt blinked on the couch, looking pathetic.
What do you mean?
Well, it's not that you're hypersensitive to sensations. You literally have super senses. The bruises and cuts are from you fighting at night, not because you didn't realize you were getting them.
Matt looked hurt and turned his gaze downwards. He muttered something that Foggy couldn't make out.
Sorry, what's that?
He snapped.
I am autistic.
Matt said more loudly. Foggy froze.
What?
You're right. I mean, I am an asshole, but I'm autistic too. They're not mutually exclusive, you know?
He looked miserable, and Foggy was reminded for a second just how young he looked. How young they both were, even if it didn't feel like it. Matt had an old soul in more ways than one.
My senses were hyper-acute even before the accident. Afterwards, it was like everything went from being dialed up to 11 to about 90. It was hell.
He said bluntly.
Why didn't you tell me?
Shrugged.
It's not something you talk about. Like, what was I supposed to say? Hi, I'm Matt. When I was a kid, I got some chemical splash in my eyes that gave me heightened senses, and I'm autistic.
It would have been a start.
Foggy retorted.
Or maybe not introduce yourself like that. But maybe after we moved into an apartment together, you could have given me a heads up. It would have made both our lives so much easier if I'd have known. What kept you from telling me later on?
I didn't know how you'd react, and after a while, it just kept growing and growing, and I thought for sure I would lose you if I told you. You were the first real friend I ever had. I couldn't bear the idea of losing you, even if it meant lying to you.
Matt looked absolutely miserable at the thought.
And I guess I have.
Foggy sighed.
You haven't lost me, you idiot. I'm still your friend. I'm pissed, and I will be for a while, but we're not going to stop being friends.
Matt brightened a little at the thought.
We're still friends?
Yeah.
Foggy said, softening a bit.
Of course we are.
True to his word, Foggy was pissed for a while and considered taking a break from Nelson and Murdoch. Every time he considered it, he remembered how much Matt had brightened when Foggy told him they were still friends. He wanted to know who made Matt think that knowing he was autistic would mark the end of a friendship. So they worked through it, and after everything went down with Fisk, after his arrest and Matt fighting him in a new costume in a back alley, only to hand the arrest over to Brett, when everything was said and done, they sat down for drinks at Foggy's apartment to celebrate. Matt asked what Foggy suspected he'd been wondering for a while.
How did you know?
Karen brought up the subject, which I denied at first, mostly out of the shock of it, but after I did some research, I realized she was probably right.
Matt looked a bit surprised.
And here I was thinking I passed for neurotypical so well.
Matt must have heard Foggy's confusion, because he explained.
Neurotypical in this case means someone who isn't autistic, but can also mean someone without any sort of neurodivergency, like ADHD or whatever.
Oh.
Foggy nodded.
No, I think you were doing pretty well. Karen said that she knew someone who was autistic and that you reminded her of them, so that might explain it.
Matt looked a little shocked.
Oh, okay.
When were you diagnosed? If you were, because I know self-diagnosis is also valid.
After I lost my sight. I think the first couple months, my dad just thought it was due to the adjustment, that it would blow over, but the sensory needs only grew, and along with my other peculiarities, he took me to the pediatrician, who referred us to a child psychologist who diagnosed me with Asperger's syndrome and an extra dose of sensory processing disorder. I was doing okay until he died, and then I went to the orphanage, which was good, but really wasn't equipped to deal with an angry, blind, oversensitive preteen who just lost his father and couldn't cope with any changes in routine. And even though I had no diagnosis, it wasn't really well known that it was on the spectrum. It's like I wasn't autistic enough to require services or support, but I also wasn't neurotypical. Then there was Stick, and he wasn't autistic, but he seemed to somehow understand, and the routine of his training was good. But then he left, and by then I was almost a teenager and even angrier, which I channeled into continuing my training alone. I didn't have any learning disabilities, which also helped me pass his NT, because I managed to get high marks as long as the material was accessible to me. You'd think that because they were already making accommodations for my blindness that they'd be able to make accommodations for my autism, but they didn't seem to be willing to take the extra step. When my dad was alive, he was really good at that, advocating for me. And the orphanage was good, like I said, but still not equipped. With Stick's help, I could control a lot of my sensory things, which made my teen years better. I focused on school, kept up the training, and when I met you, you know the rest.
You should have told me,
Foggy said softly.
If I'd known you'd have been this understanding, I would have.
Matt said honestly.
But I hadn't had the best experience with people finding out I was autistic. They were dismissive, or outright insulted by the thought. Usually because they knew autistic people, and I was nothing like them.
Foggy rolled his eyes.
Right, because all autistics are the same, obviously.
I wouldn't know.
Admitted.
I don't think I've ever met anyone else who is, except, well...
He trailed off.
What?
Foggy prodded.
I'm pretty sure the guy who made my costume is, actually.
Foggy raised his eyebrows.
Really?
Matt shrugged.
I think so. He got caught up with Fisk for all the right reasons, trying to protect someone he loved, and I promised I'd help him out of it.
He paused.
We might need to defend him in court eventually, but I'm hoping it doesn't come to that.
Foggy laughed.
I honestly don't know how you can still be such a good person after all the shit that has happened to you.
You remember that I beat up people at night, right?
Matt asked dryly.
Well, yes. Which I'm not condoning, by the way. But everything you do, as misguided as it might be, is because you think it's genuinely the right thing to do. So it's all for the right reasons. It's why we left LNZ, why I followed you into our own tiny mess of a firm, why I'm still following you.
Matt glanced down at his lap.
I always thought I was following you.
He admitted.
Oh god, you mean you've just been following each other around in circles? No wonder our lives are such a mess.
Matt managed to grin.
That could explain it.
He agreed.
Listen, man, I love you. You know that, right? We're always going to be friends, even if I'm pissed at you, even if you decide one day you hate me, whatever. But being friends means you can't keep secrets like this anymore, okay? I'm not sure I could survive another secret like this. So if there's anything else that comes up, anything huge that you're wondering, does Foggy want to know about this? The answer is yes. Please tell me, okay?
Foggy?
Not said seriously.
Yes?
I'm Batman!
Foggy burst out laughing and nearly fell off the couch, although the beers might have had something to do with them. He thought that they were going to be just fine.